This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, happy hump day. Don't forget you guys, Big Brother's on tonight. Yay!
Hello.
Power veto competition. Let's go. Double eviction night tomorrow night.
You just trashed your eye.
Oh, is it? Does it look bad?
Your eye is bright red.
What'd you do?
I had a headphone accident. You know how sometimes like one side of your headphone slips out of your fingers and smashes you in the face?
I do.
Freaking cracked my eye. It was awful.
Take your contact out.
It's out. It's not. It's the eye that got hurt. I don't even wear the contact in the bad eye anymore. I wear it in the other eye.
Oh.
Got to have them both up equally.
Well, the bad eye was the one that's bright red right now,
yeah.
Right? Boy, that just went hot pink.
I freaking smashed it. I want to see what it looks like.
Look at it. It's...
I
That's
thought
you disturbing.
Only wore one contact anyway.
I do only wear one. This has nothing to do with the contact, though. It's the side of the headphone, you know, with the
right,
wires
but
smacked
I just
me.
Thought you
only I only wore one. So now I don't wear it in this eye, I wear it in this eye. I used to always wear it in my left eye.
It wasn't red it my... 10 minutes ago, was it?
No.
Because now your eye is pretty...
Yeah, that's bright red, dude.
Oh, it's not so bad.
What are you talking about?
Look
at the other
right.
eye.
You have to look to your right so you can see the white part of your left eye.
Look straight. Why are you looking at an angle? Look straight.
It does look pretty watery.
It's bright red.
God, I am looking so old and awful. Oh, man. Turn the camera off of me. Just put it on Vinny. He's so young and fresh.
Right.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay. Right now, let's forget all that. Who cares? I just bash myself in the eye. I don't want to be the person who outlines all their medical problems every time they see you.
Right.
You know what? It's so trippy.
How's it going? Well.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Never ask anyone how they're doing.
So my grandma... When she must have been in her 50s. You know, when you're a little kid and you've got a grandma who seems like she's 100 years old, but she's actually only probably our age now.
Right. You look back at it and go, oh, she's
right.
not that old.
So she would be the lady who was like, oh, but the diabetes. And like she had the list and the doctor's appointments. She's still alive.
Oh.
She's out.
Your grandma's still alive?
This is my mom's stepmom.
Oh, okay. All right.
So we weren't that tight. She has outlived everybody.
Is she in New York?
She's in Florida, as all New Yorkers do.
So she must be, it's the law. So she must be like close to 100.
Yes.
Wow.
Do you know
but
how
this
old
was
she
the
is?
Late, no, it's 90 something.
Is your mom close to her?
No. They were not.
Well, it's her stepmom.
She was not the nicest lady.
Oh. Mm.
And that's one of the other things is I actually think everyone's like, she is fueled by something.
Hatred.
Something
isn't it weird how awful people live the longest? They always do. You're on your deathbed going, I can't believe I'm dying before that awful person. I can't believe it.
I mean,
with all her health problems.
My grandpa was the most awesome dude. We all loved that guy. Mm. And he left us 20-something years ago, and she's still there.
Mm. Lingering on. Like a malignant tumor.
God's like, I don't want her here either.
Yes. Anyway.
You guys keep her.
Right.
Even the devil's like, no, not yet. I'm not ready.
What were you trying to tease? Something.
I wasn't. I was saying people who detail all their problems. You know how like you run into someone and you're like, there are certain people I just don't ask them how they're doing. So she asked me how I was doing and I was like, oh, fine, everything's good. And then I didn't ask her and then she told me anyway.
I always say, great.
Yeah, actually, I should have a story ready about how great everything
is.
Yeah,
because then you have to talk.
No, because then I'd be like, oh, sorry, I got to go on the air. I don't have time for your story. Hey, guys, right now, if you're calling number 9, 800-400-3697, you will instantly win 2 reserved seats for the Life Itself Advanced Movie Screening. This is this coming Wednesday, September 19th, the week from tonight, at the AMC Metreon at 7:30. It's a rated R movie. But it sounds like kind of a feel-good movie, too. Like, I'm not sure what this movie's going to be about. It's intriguing. Life Itself is from Amazon Studios. It stars Oscar Isaac, Olivia Wilde, Antonio Banderas, Annette Bening, Olivia Cooke, and many more. Written and directed by the same guy who did This Is Us. The creator's name is Dan Fogelman. Mm. Life Itself celebrates the human condition and all of its complications with humor, poignancy, and love. And it's rated R. Rated R. It's kind of movie I want to see. Rated R movies. Get some F words in there. Maybe a little nudity. You know, like real life. Life itself. If you want to go to the screening, call Hooman right now, 800-400-3697. He can't wait to talk to you.
So I just wrote the missus and said, what would be our wedding song? And she wrote back, Leon Bridges with a question mark, because we've been listening to that album a lot.
That's sweet.
That's really sweet. That's a great one, Vinny.
And I said, I wrote back and said, what about Flo Rida? We made out to him in the driveway in front of your house. And she said, oh, yes, let's do Flo Rida. It was You Spin My Head Right Round.
Oh, that's great.
We made out to that song as
and
I was
she
dropping
did
her
spin
off,
your head right round.
And then we kept making out. And I think we were listening to this was I want to say it was when Michael had taken over and changed the station that we no longer have in this building.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, top 40, they play
they
them within
right
an
round.
Hour, right?
Yep.
It came back on while we were still making out.
Oh, funny.
My God.
This. There's our wedding song, everyone. How you doing?
Is that Kesha singing the middle
That's
part?
Correct, yes.
Oh, it
so
is?
So you'll have Kesha at your wedding. That'll be great.
It's fine.
Right round. What did you mean by that? I don't get it. So, anywho...
Fun.
Life itself. Call now for the tickets. Okay, so we're going to start with the top songs in the country at this moment. Oh, my God. This used to be one of my favorite parts of the show. Now I hate it. Here we go.
Why?
Number 100 is Childish Gambino. Wasn't he number 100 last week, too?
That's correct. He was.
Summertime Magic is
last
this week's
week
number
was,
100.
This is America, yeah. And now this one's.
Summertime Magic. Skipping up to number 10, it's Tyga featuring Offset. The song is Taste. Travis Scott's Sicko Mode is number 9. Eminem's got a song in the top 10. It's called The Ringer.
So we heard this one when it debuted 8. On a Friday.
Okay.
I like him.
I do too. I mean, if I like any rapper, I do think he's amazing.
I love that.
I love this part. Put this part back.
Yeah.
Do that. Play that again. That's.
So if you like that, you're going to like number 6, both of you guys. I spent a lot of time on that, so let it sit. But we're at number 8 right now.
Oh.
Number 7 is Lucid Dream,
skip.
Juice WRLD. I'm down with it. We can skip it. Number 6.
So I was sitting with the intern just to have a couple of extra ears.
Yes.
As we're listening through
to
the clean
sure
version.
No...
The clean version, though. Oh. So we had to edit the clean version as well.
You're telling me there was stuff you had to edit out of the clean version?
Oh, absolutely. When, you know how it is, Yuzi.
Yeah.
When it's super close and it sounds pretty much like they're saying...
That,
you know, it's just kind of abbreviated.
Word?
The F words, the S words, all of those are, you know, very...
Because they take them out really, they just scoop out like the tiniest little chunk of the
scooped.
Segment.
So this one, it's particularly hard because the flows are so
fast.
Sick.
All right, so this is another Eminem song featuring Joyner Lucas. It's called Lucky You, and it's number 6.
So it starts off with this guy, Joyner Lucas, and I look
Lucas.
Him up because I didn't really know much about him.
Okay.
This is him.
Yeah!
That's great.
So Eminem jumps in and you're like, okay, Eminem, you've got to redeem yourself because this guy just kills it on your record, right?
Right.
And he comes kind of slow.
Yeah.
But he comes back hard in just a second. Yeah, I jump ahead.
No.
Damn.
Oh my God!
It's so great.
Wow.
There you go. That's Lucky You, Eminem featuring Joyner Lucas.
That's rapping. Yeah.
I like it. I like Speed and Flow. Yeah. That is good.
Post Malone's number 5. Better now. The top 5, no surprises. Number 4 is Fifi. Am I right? Hold on. Oh yeah, it's 6ix9ine featuring Nicki Minaj and Murda Beats. Number 3 is I Like It Like That. Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin. Girls Like You is number 2, Maroon 5, and number 1 is Drake. All right, Jeffrey Owens, let's talk about this. 9 weeks at number 1, this horrible, stupid song.
Oh, wait, so we're not talking about Jeffrey Owens?
No, he's playing.
You gotta give him a minute.
Yeah.
All right.
In my feelings, so sensitive. Jeffrey Owens is going to be guest starring on NCIS. No! That's New Orleans.
So he got the gig with Tyler Perry, and he's got this gig.
Yeah, he's actually there shooting it right now, it looks like. Getting job shamed is turning out to be the best thing that happened to this guy since he was Elvin on The Cosby Show.
Uh-huh.
So this guy, in case you didn't hear the story, he was, years ago, he played the elder daughter Sandra's husband on The Cosby Show. He was, you know, he married Sandra Huxtable. And then I don't know, I never really saw him again after that. And
I'm sure he did stuff.
I'm sure. Probably
yeah,
worked.
Yeah, he was sort of a working actor doing parts here and there.
Yeah.
On different things.
He'd get little parts and he'd continue. And he supplemented his income by working at regular jobs. You know, right. Can't all be famous actors. So I guess he's working at Trader Joe's recently, and some chick took his picture and said snarky things about him. Here, look at
right.
He wound up at Trader Joe's as though it's a bad job. And that was the best thing that ever happened to the guy. I mean, he wound up on Good Morning America like the next day and talking about how you don't job shame people. Like every job is, all jobs are equal. You have a job.
Work has value.
Mm-hmm.
I loved what he had to say.
Me too.
And I liked that he was saying, I don't even know if it was on the Good Morning America. I may have read this, but he was saying, acting's a calling. I have to do it. So it's not about whether I'm getting jobs or not. I'm going to continue to act. And if I have to work to supplement this calling of mine, then I will do that.
It's like anybody's art. You know, if you're a musician or you've got to make a living still. What, are you going to just hold out and, you know, no one's going to discover you on the street? Well, they might, I guess, if you're playing your instrument in the subway or something.
But good for him. I like that. He's got a good attitude.
So it looks like he just booked another TV role. Sources close to NCIS New Orleans say that he got there yesterday, shooting scenes for an upcoming guest starring role, and looks like he's there until tomorrow. So just it looks like a small part, but he, you know, work is work.
Wait, what was it on?
NCIS New
NCIS.
Orleans.
Okay.
So they reached out to him after the Trader Joe's picture went viral, offered him the gig. He is going to be playing someone called Commander Adams, an old valued friend of Dwayne Pride, played by Scott Bakula. The episode's supposed to air late October. Of course, he got a 10-episode job on Tyler Perry's show.
The Haves and Have Nots.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the sixth season of that, I think. Nicki Minaj said she was going to send him $25,000. His camp is saying, we haven't even heard from her.
Oh. So.
Who knows? Nicki Minaj's podcast went to number one yesterday on iTunes.
Because of what she
I guess
saying.
She was, because she was flipping out on Cardi B.
Yes, she lost her mind.
Yeah. First, she just sounded so reasonable. Like, I'm not a clown.
And then she lost it.
And then she started screaming and ramping up. I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to listen to a podcast where someone's yelling at me. Well, the first word in the story is Drake. He almost had his lip, but it's not about Drake. It's not about Drake. He almost had it. It's more about Heidi Klum. Let's talk about Heidi Klum. Does she have a theme song?
Oh,
like
no.
Maybe play
yeah,
the
this is it right
Project
here.
Project Runway.
Go ahead and turn that
play
out.
The Project Runway music. One way. So he was a little too late. She was into him. Earlier this year, she was on Ellen talking about a crush that she had on Drake. Mm-hmm. So he texted her, but he waited a week. And she fell in love with someone else in the meantime.
In a week?
Yep.
That's crap.
This is the story that she tells. So she went back on Ellen yesterday and told what happened.
Who's he?
Her new boyfriend.
Right, but what? But who is he?
Pause it for a second. His name is Tom Cowlitz, and he's from a rock band called Tokyo Hotel.
Okay, I've heard of him. Who did that guy used to be married to?
Tom Cowlitz.
I think that guy went out with, what is her name? She dates all rock stars.
Heather Locklear?
No. She's a Goldie Hawn's kid.
Oh, Kate Hudson.
See if Kate Hudson used to go out with that guy.
K-A-U-L-I-T-Z.
Well, it looks like till recently he was married to Rhea Sommerfeld. That was 2015 to 2018. I'm not seeing that he dated. What's her face?
Okay. No. I'm thinking of someone else.
Tokyo spelled with an I, by the way.
Because we didn't know. Oh, Kate Hudson's with some guy named Danny Fujikawa.
Oh.
And I don't know what band he's in, but I think it's some independent or something like the one that...
So basically Drake texts her. That night she goes out and meets this other dude, and Drake's like, yes, Heidi, I've seen that picture of you running naked into the sea.
Oh, are so hung up on that butt shot of her.
It's so great. It's like just the nicest picture. I've seen that picture.
It is nice. You're right.
And I would love to date you. And she was like, ghost.
It's weird that you're an ass man, though. That's just the part.
I'm not an ass man at all.
I think you are.
I'm a shape man. I like the whole. She just looks perfect. Like she's perfect in that picture. Project Runway, this Heidi Klum show, and when it returns to Bravo, looks like it's going to do it without Heidi Klum or Tim Gunn. Make it work. They are moving over to Amazon to develop, produce, and star in a new fashion reality show. Runway is heading into its 17th season, and it'll be the first without them. The show was on Bravo for 5 seasons, moved to Lifetime for 11 seasons, and now it's going back to Bravo, and I guess they couldn't get the money that they wanted. They're like, no, we're worth more than that.
They've been promoting the heck out of it on Bravo, but I haven't seen...
No, they're not. It looks like they're not coming back. So I'm not sure if, you know, some of the other well-known faces on there, the panel, but, you know, it's not the same without, you know... You're out. Avitazen.
They've been running marathons of the old one.
Yeah, they're so good. I love Project Runway. You get sucked in. You have to admit.
You do.
You have watched
that.
I
was like, I don't want
to
watch
that. Oh, I watched it with you for a while, but will you still watch The Talk if Julie Chen leaves?
I never watched The Talk. And if I did watch it, I'd watch it for Sharon.
Oh, okay.
I love Sharon. But I'll be psyched. I might watch it if Julie Chen leaves. I might have to actually tune in.
I read an article of the show she'd try to keep, it would be Big Brother, since she doesn't have to talk about her life, but there's no chance she's going to stay on The Talk.
Yeah.
Every day, crunch.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be surprised at all if she just stepped. I would love it if she just jumped off Big Brother, too. You should. Julie, just jump off. Take a break. Take a 20-year break. Be great. It's coming up in the news, Benny.
Butt and chest implants make the news.
All right. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. The 38th Annual Comedy Day is happening this Sunday. This is in Golden Gate Park at Robin Williams Meadow. Where's that? It used to be Sharon Meadow. It's right by Kezar, and it's on the east side of the park, right by the Panhandle. It's where we used to have Now and Zen and Summer Thing,
right.
A big old field, and it sounds like there's going to be multiple stages. More than 40 comedians, locally and otherwise, are going to be massing there. It's totally free. It is PG-13. Do not bring your young children. You might hear a swear or two. I don't know. I mean, Scott Capurro is going to be there. It's going to be horrible. Rudy Ortiz is also going to be there.
Uh-huh.
So it's a big day. It's completely free. And if you are interested, you can go to comedyday.org or visit the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page because we put all the info up there. But if you love comedy, that's a big, great, free show with tons and tons of people. You can go and check out the whole lineup for yourself at comedyday.org.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, fudge.
Oh, fudge what?
I was trying
fudge.
Do you need something?
No, I was trying to find... There was a text from someone talking about Scott Capurro. Oh. He made a great appearance on our Secret Show podcast yesterday. But one of the things that came up was... the language and some of the stuff he does when he's on stage. And
yes,
it was, I'll have to get to it another time though. I can't find it. Okay. And
was
I
it
do
a,
have
a long
news
one?
Break. It was kind of long. Yeah.
I'll see if I can still find it.
It's just interesting how people respond to some of the stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we had a very serious conversation with him yesterday.
The show
actually
definitely took a turn.
Mm-hmm. At one point I think I said, I regret asking that question. Like this answer is so serious. And this is a show about
fun.
Like, I've heard enough about this. I really don't want a full breakdown on the whole thing. Please stop talking about this. Oh my God, what have I done? You probably cut that part out though, where I was rude to him, right?
I thought we didn't cut that anymore.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we don't cut him anymore.
Well, we might bleep someone's name to protect the innocent, but yeah, I think we left it all in yesterday.
I love this story because, well, first, maybe I should just mention Hurricane Florence is happening. Mm.
And it's supposed to be like the storm of a lifetime.
Well, look, I do feel like in an effort to get people to leave their homes when there have been evacuations requested.
Right.
They sometimes overhype these things, so I don't want to get too
carried
away.
Well, let's hope. Right. I hope so, but I mean, really, I hope they're preparing for the absolute worst, because it sounds like it's going to be, it's just coming straight for them.
The storm of a lifetime. He says it's time to flee Hurricane Florence right now. This is from Jeff Byard, the FEMA head.
Mm.
they've made warnings. It's time for the locals to heed the evacuation warnings. So I guess it's going to hit tomorrow. It'll make landfall sometime tomorrow. So be ready. We'll update you if you've got any travel plans. That's probably the biggest issue if you're in this area, other than maybe you've got family directly in the
right
line. If you got family,
tell them
to bail.
Get out of there.
Yeah, they should bail. It's time to bail.
Yeah, it's time to bail. And it's still, I heard some like 600 miles off the coast. The eye of it is still really far from the coast, but the winds are going to be going, and it's, I mean, damn, it doesn't sound good.
Right.
This is, feels like was it Harvey? Feels like we just got done with hurricane season.
That's the one that throttled your parents' house?
No, that was Irma.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about like Houston got ruined, Florida got ruined, and now it's like, is it really time already for more hurricanes?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah. And isn't Hawaii threatened right now, too?
Hawaii just got through something.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
I want to say
on top of
isn't
the
Olivia
fact that,
the one that we you guys
Olivia
were
was another one, and there's like Helene or there's a lot of them going on right now.
Please be careful, everyone.
Yeah. So this story's fun and funny silly.
Woo!
And I like it.
All right.
I kind of know the feeling when you've met someone at a party and you really like them.
Oh, like the Heidi Klum story.
Yeah, kind of
like
that.
Oh my God, I couldn't even look at him. I liked him so much.
Yeah, that feeling. A college guy in Alberta, Canada, met a girl named Nicole at a bar last week. According to this, he got her number wrong. I also heard she didn't really know her number because she was new to the school. But anyway, it looks like this guy named Carlos Zatina. He's a student at University of Calgary in Alberta, Canada.
Oh, okay.
Last week at a bar on campus, he met this girl named Nicole and they hit it off. They say, she accidentally typed her number into his phone wrong. So that's what it was. Because I'd read a couple stories. Apparently, she was new and didn't know all her info. She didn't even have an email at the school yet.
I see.
Which plays into the story later. The next day, he found every Nicole in the student directory, all 246 of them, and sent an email to them trying to find her.
It's like I'm bound to hit the right Nicole if I send it to every Nicole on the list.
A bunch of women at named Nicole at the University of Calgary have now become friends because they were on this group text.
Oh, that had to be a very annoying group text. Like, have you ever gotten the group text where there's 10 people and everyone's responding? And
this is
like,
246 of
them. Oh, my God.
Hi, this is a mass email to all Nicoles. If you don't fit the description, I guess he'd put in there, then ignore. And if you are the one and just don't want to talk to me, that's okay as well. If you're Nicole and you're from Holland and you think Nietzsche is depressing, then text me. And added his number.
So all these chicks have his number. So she's a chick from Holland.
Right.
They discussed
Nietzsche.
Okay.
He is depressing.
He isn't. What's his thing? I've heard.
He's super anti-God. Hardcore atheist.
Oh, okay.
It turns out the original Nicole was in Calgary on exchange and hadn't memorized her Canadian number properly. And she didn't receive the mass email because she didn't have a university.
So she wasn't even on the... Right, you said that. She didn't have an email.
She didn't have an email, so...
Did someone get a hold of her? Does anyone know the Nicole?
So listen, she found the Facebook group that these girls put together as they've become friends now. I mean, they really handled the situation well. The women did, as they were like, let me see if I can find some
of the
tweets.
But does he get with Nicole?
To everyone who keeps trying to join our Facebook page, this is one of the Nicoles. Nikki. This is Nikki.
Nikki, I see.
What's your name? There's only one right answer.
Oh. What if you're Nicolette?
Nicole from last night. Hashtag Nicole from last night.
Oh, funny. That's the hashtag.
Yeah. So anyway, the girl ends up seeing it on the Facebook and gets in touch.
So with the girls or with the guy?
Well, with the girls and then to the guys.
Oh, and
so they're now in touch.
Oh.
Whether or not they're going to become an item still remains to be seen.
He was desperate to see her. It's adorable. He was Heidi Klum at the party.
It looks like they're planning to go on a date.
I love her.
So whether or not they really hit it off or not remains to be seen. But they're going to
date. What a fun story,
date.
Though. That's a meet cute. That's a good movie.
Right.
Start.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah. All the other Nicoles are like,
you want to date me too, Carlos?
Well, there's a picture. One of the pictures is all the Nicoles gathered in the bar having
a drink
funny.
Together.
Is there a picture of him? Is he cute?
I don't have a picture of him, no.
Oh, I want to see him. Carlos, what was his last name?
Hold on.
Carlos Zetina. Z-E-T-I-N-A.
Zetina.
I don't have that.
Mm. I want to see what he looks like. I want to see the Holland girl and I want to see Carlos. I need visuals.
There's a 34-year-old guy named Adam Veens. This story out of Connecticut. Over the summer, he decided he was going to pretend to be a cop.
Uh-huh.
He wound up talking to a 47-year-old guy named Keith Barnes, who was facing an impaired driving charge.
Oh.
So Adam told Keith he was a state trooper who was out on disability. He said, I can clear that charge for some beers and a shrimp cocktail.
What?
Oh, my God. He pretended he was a cop and made this guy buy him beers and a shrimp cocktail and then didn't clear the dude's DUI.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't even think it got that far. The whole thing was super suspicious. So Keith wound up calling the real cops to say, this guy's over here telling me he can clear my, you know.
Dewey.
Right. On Monday, they arrested Adam for impersonating a police officer.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
That's a real.
You can't pull someone over just because you have a blue light that you've stuck on your dashboard. And I knew a guy who used to do that.
What?
No.
Yeah, he even bought like a sedan that looked like a.
Was it whitey?
Like, no,
like
it
a
just
undercover
had the
or
yeah,
something?
Just you know that sort of
that
Buicky
look. Yeah.
Looking whatever they are.
Crown Vicks.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Crown Vic.
Who makes that?
Ford.
I think it is Ford.
Yeah, he had a car like that, and he had like a little light that he'd stick on top of his thing if he wanted to.
A lot of people end up with those.
He pulled people over. He was a total a-hole. I hated that guy.
They always sell those at auction cheap.
The
old
Crown
police cars. Yeah, they after they've been, you know, driven
to
death.
Right. Well, yeah.
You know, it was an older one than that. Like, I mean, this was probably 1988 through 1992 the guy was doing this. But, I don't know if he ever got in trouble for it, but he should have. I almost wanted to turn him in because, I mean, he was pulling people over.
Why didn't you turn him in?
Yeah.
Because he was my brother's friend, and I was a young person. I didn't know what to do.
John,
now I want him.
What is the deal, dude?
I know the guy's name, too. I want to say it so bad.
Why don't you say it?
Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it.
So I have a hard... I know that, of course, women get breast implants. I've seen them. I dated a girl who had them. It's real.
Yeah, people do it.
I have a hard time believing people get butt implants, though. It seems...
Why?
Because that part of your body is you sit there, you're walking. It seems too
people want that, a big bubble
active.
Butt.
Active.
I want the fat removed from somewhere else and put there. Like, I'll store it there. I'd be happy to have it there if I could get rid of it here.
Now guys are getting in on the action, and I have a hard time believing that happens. And yet...
Oh, my God.
It's a good song.
Bubble butt. A bubble, bubble, bubble butt.
This is a story about a guy named Al who had surgery to get an 8-pack.
Oh.
What? He
had fake abs put in.
Oh.
The weirdest part is this is a person, they say Al took his fitness seriously and spent hours working out in the gym. Dude, you're fine. You're in the gym. What is the problem?
He wasn't getting ripped enough for himself,
right.
So he wanted to have 8-pack.
His quote is, and this is from Men's Health,
all right.
Abs developed in the gym disappear very quickly. Even professional athletes don't have cut abs if they don't work on them specifically. That's not even true. I mean,
some people do sort of naturally
I know,
have that.
Different bodies react differently to exercise, but it's not true. Plenty of people get abs fairly easily.
Yeah.
It's really more about how much you're eating and do you have body fat. That's really what it is.
Yeah. Like everybody on Survivor winds up with abs, even the fat people. Hey, do you have a picture? Like, how does it look?
I don't have a picture, but he says...
Does it look any good?
He wasn't new to implant surgery because he already had chest and bicep implants all inserted. You're in the gym, and yet you get bicep and chest implants,
wasn't getting
too.
Big enough. I suppose if you didn't want to take steroids to get bigger, you know, larger size muscles, like, maybe you'd go for it. Like, I'm just going to do this.
Show him a picture.
Doesn't yeah. look
I can't
bad.
Find it.
Who? It doesn't look bad.
I've been six pack implants.
People get calf implants.
On Google Images.
Yeah, I see this stuff all the time on the show Botched.
Oh, that's
bad
women,
news.
Women, of course, but men also come in with all.
They
kinds
look like
of
they
stuff.
Have breasts instead of chests.
Yeah,
people do this. It's this article I'm reading is all about. Oh. Those are the fake abs?
Those are fake?
I don't know if this is the guy we're talking about. This is
he's had face surgery. And
yeah, that dude is jacked up.
A lot of these people have so many other things.
His boobs
going on.
Look very fake. His it looks like he actually has ribs implanted too. Like that is a
muscle implants are becoming more popular and in high demand, they say.
That's interesting. That's frankly not a good look on that dude. It actually looks like he has big square boobs implanted. It's like pulling away from his sternum.
The pec implants that you were just looking at started around $4,100, and butt implants are almost $5,000.
Oh, boy. Yeah. You know, on my way in this morning, I was thinking maybe I need to get some Botox. That's about as far as I'd ever go. I don't want anything implanted or moved around. But this line on my forehead is just getting ridiculous.
Let me see. What line?
That one.
The one in the middle?
Yeah, these two.
Well, it only happens when you squint like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you no, just even made when it there no, by
come
going
and
like...
look. Come and look. The skin is just, it's there. There are two huge lines just in my forehead.
They're not there.
They're there. Oh, my God. You just can't see anymore.
That's not true.
Come over here and take a look. Here he comes. Look at, they're there. They're there all the time.
Okay, I see them, but you can't even see
no,
them.
No, I got to get rid of those. Plus, I always look like a bitch. Like, I'm always, you know, sunny out, and I'm like,
right about that.
Hey, I'm resting sure, bitch face.
Anyway, my goodness, are you kidding me? Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Hey, before you move on, do you know a guy named Darren from Celebrity Big Brother?
Probably.
He's one of the producers. I guess he was kind of on it, but he got fake abs, and he was kind of a bigger dude.
Oh, is that the guy who plays all the, like, he played the grandma and he comes in and was like the guy yelling at Bailey? And...
Oh, that's who that was?
I don't know. It does seem like it's always the same guy, though.
He has fake abs, but he's heavy.
You know what? That looks
wow.
like, that looks like,
he's
that
ripped.
Looks like he's wearing a costume, yeah. like a nude top.
That looks like England Big Brother or something. He's got a, he's a big dude. He's got a big belly and it's got alligator tracks down the middle of it. That is very, very funny. They look great.
Do you want to be funny, though? After that joke wears off, I mean, that's like my brother's tattoo of his own face on his shoulder. It's funny for a second, and then you're like, you got your own face on your shoulder, dude.
You're not always going to look like that.
Our text number is 844. Good morning, S&V fam. I just listened to The Secret Show from yesterday. Just have a couple questions. Sarah and Vinny, you guys constantly complain about the new PC culture. But yet you're pushing Scott to be more PC in his stand-up shows. His unregulated shows, not under the same standards that you guys have to abide by.
I want him to be successful. I think it's not just that. Be as un-PC as you want to be. Just stop driving people away. When the audience stops laughing and goes quiet and people start standing up and walking out, that's when it's time for a change-up, in my humble opinion. This is something he's been at for years.
Yeah.
And it's almost like he... feels like he's failing unless he walks people. I'm like, I feel like you're failing if you do.
Do you feel like you give him the same lecture every 3 months?
I feel like I do. I feel like I'm a broken record around him.
He did, though, on that broadcast yesterday say that, you know, that's when he feels like he has to go for the jugular.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Like, these people paid to be entertained by you, not for you to tear their throat out.
Or educate them. That's his thing. I'm trying to teach them. I'm like, that's not what they're there for. They want to laugh.
They go on. And regarding the biracial woman that had issues with her white husband, I don't think they were married, were they?
I'm not sure. I think they were just boyfriend and girlfriend.
And his racial titles, which she categorizes as microaggressions, it wouldn't hurt just to look up the definition of microaggressions. And I think that would give you a little bit more insight into where she's coming from. As a person of color, I notice all the time where people will say that guy or that girl, but when it's a person of color, they add the color.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because I am a white person, and we even talked about this yesterday. Like, I don't want to offend anyone, but I do want to give a descriptor. Like, a lot of times you'll hand me a picture in here, and I want to tell people, like, you're not looking at the picture. I want to tell you, so it's a black guy, and he's wearing this shirt, and he, you know, looks this or that, or... I mean, so I'm trying to describe it. I'm actually not trying to. And when it's a white dude, I try to say it's a white dude and he's got a, you know, wife beater on. I think you can picture him. You know, I'm just trying to describe it. So I think it's a natural thing for us. But we're super sensitive to that. You know, like if you're describing a situation, you don't want to bum anybody out, but you want to set the scene. I think it all kind of depends on who this person is and what other things they're displaying.
It's an interesting listen because these two are in a relationship. And while on one hand, I can see why she's trying to point out a blind spot he's got. On the other hand, he's trying to have a relationship with her and have conversations and not
where
always
he doesn't
wanting
have to watch everything
to be pointed
says,
out
right.
that he's. Like, I think at some point he's going to scream to her, clearly you think I'm a racist. We need to not be together.
Right.
Right?
Right. I think she's trying to say he's a racist and does not even realize it.
Well, that's, I think there are certainly blind spots. I admit that there are blind spots, and our listeners point them out all the time.
They do, thank you.
You're a white guy and you're pushing 50. You don't know what we've been through.
And we don't
the
know.
The truth
often.
Is, I don't know.
Right.
Anyway. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. I am going to start with 8 songs that seem offensive now, but they were fine back in the day.
Oh.
And then other things after that.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.